The nation's airlines continue to paint a bleak picture for their short-term economic future. The industry lost more than $2 billion in the last quarter. At a transportation conference earlier this week, airline officials predicted conditions wouldn't improve soon. The huge losses are forcing airlines to come up with new ways of cutting costs and could lead to a major shakeup in the industry. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
It's a simple mathematics the airlines just can't get around. Start with the daily revenues, taking into account the reduced passenger loads and ticket prices. Then subtract the costs. You end up with a negative, a very big negative. In United Airlines' case, as much as $15 million a day. With a smaller airline, such as America West, it's up to $2 million a day. That company only had $144 million on hand at the end of September. Since the terrorist attacks, there's been an all-out effort by the nation's airlines to stem their losses. David Swearinga, chief economist at the Air Transport Association, an industry trade group, says some solutions are obvious.
Labor costs is our largest single item of expense. So the first line of attack is that you're going to look to see how can I reduce my labor costs.
Many of the airlines have already made huge cuts to their workforce, but that doesn't always result in an increase in revenues. For example, when a pilot of a smaller plane, say a 737, is laid off, the replacement pilot coming from a larger aircraft has to be retrained. Airlines have also reduced their flight schedules by about 20%. But Arthur Kelevitrinos, with John Hancock Funds, says that doesn't mean they're saving 20% because there's fixed costs that aren't going to change even if a plane is grounded.
You remove the pilot, the crew costs, the fuel costs, all that sort of stuff, maintenance. But guess what? I'm still paying making my lease payments on the airplane. If I'm, got an airplane out of storage and I'm paying $100,000, maybe to $200,000 a month and not flying that, that's a cost. Put that number on 50 to 100 airplanes, significant money.
And eliminating even one flight from the hub-and-spoke system that major carriers use means removing passengers from connecting flights, lowering revenues even further. Some costs airlines don't have any control over, such as insurance, fuel costs, and security. Airlines were already operating on very thin profit margins before the terrorist attacks, only about 3.5% over the past 5 years, a third less than other major industries. Analysts say some airlines are not going to be able to ride out the financial crisis and could face bankruptcy. Leo Mullen, the CEO of Delta Airlines, speaking on the business news network CNBC, predicts there will also be some mergers.
We clearly are going to have some very weak carriers emerging from this economic crisis, and the possibility that strong and weak combinations could take place, I think, offers some hope for retaining service to the public over time.
But the federal government hasn't been warm to mergers in the past, fearing that a lack of competition would mean higher prices and less choice for the consumer. And it might not fix what's wrong with the airline industry.
There is an argument that a merger in today's environment would be like tying two stones together and seeing if they'll float.
Jonathan Ornstein, the CEO of Mesa Airlines, a regional carrier, says mergers aren't the answer. Instead, he says there needs to be a structural change in how the airlines do business.
I think the worst possible scenario is that if you had a major consolidation and bankruptcy, is you get left with two or three carriers who happen to have a stronger financial situation, but potentially no better cost structure.
Ornstein says the industry should follow the example of Southwest Airlines, which he says has flexible working conditions, offers employees bonuses and incentives, and has a corporate culture that's based around low cost and low fares. Southwest is the only major airline that made money in the last quarter. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.